start with this cute little story. It's a beautiful legend about a young angel who sought admission to heaven. And to earn his place in heaven, the elder angels, they gave him a mission: to find the person on earth who spoke the most powerful prayers. And so for a long time, the angel was gone on his quest, and the elder angels began to wonder what had happened to him. And finally, the young angel returned back to heaven with a small boy. "What took you so long?" the elder angels asked. "Well, I searched the earth," he said. "I went to the synagogues and the churches, to the mosques and the temples, and there I found learned and revered men reciting lengthy scriptures and rituals. But my mind was boggled at the amount of knowledge. Yet when I looked into their heart, I saw that their thoughts were wandering, and they didn't truly understand the words that they were speaking. I saw people kneeling by their bedside, and even in privacy, I didn't find complete sincerity in their prayers." "Well, why didn't you return and tell us this?" the elder angels asked. "Well, I was about to when I heard the sound of a child sobbing. And as I drew closer to find the cause of his tears, I heard him reciting the alphabet. A, B, C. Well, dear God, I don't know how to read, but I've never learned how to pray. The prayer book would do me no good. But I love you so much, and I want to thank you for all the wonderful blessings you are to me. So if it's all right with you, I'll simply recite the letters of the alphabet with love and trust that you will put them together into the words that are pleasing to you." This, agreed all the angels in heaven, was the most powerful prayer of all. And so what is this thing called prayer? You know, what is prayer? What isn't prayer? Why do we pray? How do we pray? When do we pray? These are some of the questions I want to explore today. And I chose to do a talk on prayer because we're approaching our World Day of Prayer, which is coming up in just a week from Thursday, on September 13th. Thursday, September 13th, is Silent Unity's annual World Day of Prayer. In fact, it's the 19th annual World Day of Prayer. And Silent Unity is our 24/7 prayer ministry that's headquartered at Unity Village, which is outside of Kansas City, Missouri. And this is the 19th year they've been doing this one-day, 24-hour prayer vigil and inviting churches and people all over the world to participate. So it's a pretty spectacular day. And Silent Unity is one of the longest continuous telephone prayer ministries in the world. And so we hook in, as local churches, we hook in to Silent Unity and join them in prayer. So here at Unity of Bellevue, we'll be having an 8-hour prayer vigil from noon until 8 o'clock at night. And I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But as this young boy demonstrated, it's not the words you say. People say, you know, and I always tell the chaplains that, don't worry about what the prayer. What they're going to experience is the consciousness, is the presence, that's what they're going to experience more than remembering the words that you say. It doesn't matter where you pray either. It could be out in the middle of the parking lot. It doesn't matter. What matters is your attitude, your consciousness from which you pray. Now, this may be a totally new concept to some of you. If you've been in Unity a while, it's not. But if you're new, fairly new, it may be, you know, a little strange. But just hang in there with me as we explore Unity's concept of prayer. I'm drawing a lot of material for this talk from this book by Eric Butterworth called The Universe's Calling. This is my September book of the month. It also actually happens to be the theme for World Day of Prayer this year. Silent Unity chose The Universe's Calling as the theme for the World Day of Prayer. It's also is the book that I'm using in my prayer class on Wednesday night. So if you haven't kind of picked it up, this is one of my favorite books on prayer. If you're looking for a great book, it's an easy read, it's very interesting, and it really opens you up to a whole new way of looking at prayer. So what is prayer? You know, what is prayer? Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, he writes about prayer or defines prayer in his book Revealing Word, which is Unity's Dictionary of Metaphysical Terms. And he said, prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action known. It's a pretty bold statement. The most highly accelerated mind action known. It steps up mental action until man's mind, consciousness, synchronizes with the Christ mind. It's the language of spirituality. And so prayer is not babbling away hoping God is listening. And prayer is not begging or pleading God to give you what you want. And prayer is not bargaining with God. Now, I know there isn't a person in this room who has ever said, God, if you do this and this, I will never eat chocolate again, drive fast again, whatever it is. That is what prayer is not. Fillmore said, prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action known. It steps up mental action until our consciousness synchronizes with the Christ mind. So the goal in prayer is to sync with God mind, with that mind of the Christ, to be at one with that. You know, it's to lift up ourselves out of the five sense world. It's to have that transcendental experience. It's to experience the divine, to be changed at depth. That is what prayer is. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, prayer is the contemplation of the facts of life from the highest point of view. I love that definition of prayer. Contemplation of the facts of life from the highest point of view. And so what we're doing is we're lifting the who of who you are up into a higher state of consciousness, a higher state of awareness. And Eric Butterworth describes it as resting in the flow. Resting in the flow, resting in the presence. Jesus said it like this, the Father and I are one. We're like this. And what he's describing is our relationship with God. It's as if you're stepping into the water and becoming one with that water, with that river. We are praying people. You know, we are wired for prayer. We're wired. It's part of who we are. It's in our DNA. You know, it comes naturally to us. But prayer is not something that you do for God. We sometimes think we have to do it for God. Well, no. No. It's something that you do to uncover God in you. You do it to discover God's presence within you. Eric Butterworth writes, prayer is not something we do to God. We think we do it. We think we have to do this prayer to appease God, but we don't do it for God. It's not a ceremony that we perform for God. It is an experience of our own God potential. And I love this statement. He said, we do not really pray to God. Rather, we pray from a consciousness of God. So we're not praying to anyone out there. God is not a little man sitting on a cloud somewhere with white hair, on a throne, long beard, old, keeping track of everything you do. I once had somebody describe God as a gotcha God, putting you in situations to say, gotcha. I mean, how horrible is that? You know, but we in Unity, we know God is a loving presence, and so we are immersed in that presence. Sort of, you know, the Hindus say that there's, you know, as a fish swims around asking where the water is, we walk around asking where is God when we are immersed in its very presence. It is us, we are it. And so we pray from that consciousness of God. And he says prayer is not conditioning God with our needs, not going to God with a Christmas list, but conditioning our lives with the activity of God. And so there's no one to pray to, only a universal flow to step into and a spiritual energy to pray from. And so how long do you spend in prayer? How long do you practice the presence of God? Eric Butterworth would say, all the time. All the time. That every moment you should be immersed in that presence of pure being, as we opened the service with today. I'm in the presence of pure being. And acknowledging the flow of God in and through your life in every moment. Can you imagine if that's how you lived every moment of every day? In that awareness of God. You wouldn't have to worry about, you know, what to say next or what to do or where to go or when. You would be guided by that intuitive knowing. You'd be so plugged in. You know, Jesus said, know the truth and the truth will make you free. Know the truth and the truth will make you free. And so you'll be free. You'll be healed. When you know the truth, you'll be lifted up in consciousness. You'll be synced with the Christ mind. This is what prayer does. And there is a longing within you for the divine to express through you. The only way God can express is through each one of us. And so, Eric says, the will of God for you is the ceaseless longing for the Creator to fulfill itself in and as that which it has created. So God is desiring to express through you, and we have to let it. We have to be open and receptive. We have to be there available to it. And that's what prayer helps us with. It's sort of like electricity. You know, the electricity is always flowing, isn't it? You know, and if you've made the right connections and you have a bulb that's good and working and you've got a lamp and you plug it in, the law of electricity says that when you turn that switch on, you'll have light. And if you don't, it just means that a circuit is broken, that the bulb might be burned out, or that the plug might be unplugged. And so why aren't our prayers answered? Well, check the connection. You know, are you plugged in? Is your bulb good? Have you made, is the circuit complete? You know, the answer to our every need is present as soon as we step into the divine flow. When we're out of it, nothing's working. When we're in it, everything's working. Actually, Eric calls this the divine counterpart. I love that concept. That he said that there is a whole of you that is present in the energy field that you are in. That right here, right now, there is a whole of you that is perfect, complete in the energy field that you live in. And he calls it your cosmic counterpart. And he says there is a cosmic counterpart to your need that is perfect. And it's waiting for you to discover it and claim it. And we discover it by knowing the truth and by centering ourselves in God in prayer. And we hold others in prayer by knowing, holding the vision and the knowing of this wholeness within them and this perfection within them. We don't see the illness or the problem. We see the wholeness and the solution. We raise our consciousness and see from a new perspective. And that's what prayer is. And that's what we're going to be doing in the World Day of Prayer coming up a week from Thursday, on Thursday, September 13th, a week from this Thursday. We're going to be holding a vision of this planet united in peace and harmony. And when people, millions of people, get together and sit in prayer, the energy that's created is awesome. If you haven't participated in a World Day of Prayer, I invite you to do it this year. And there'll be an opening at 12 o'clock, from 12 to 12:30, an opening prayer service. And then from 12:30 to 7, you're invited to come anytime and sit in prayer. We'll have a prayer vigil going. It'll be just wonderful environment. Walk in and just sit and be. And then at 7 o'clock, there's a closing prayer service from 7 to 8. Our prayer chaplains are working on some beautiful services for you. And so I encourage you, make it a priority to come on that Thursday, September 13th. you will have, I promise you, you will have a transcendent experience. The theme, as I said, is the universe's calling. The affirmation, I love it, is as we listen to the universe, we are lifted to new heights of awareness and understanding. As we listen, we are open ourselves to new heights of understanding. And so prayer is an attitude. What do you expect? What do you expect from prayer? Do you expect to be healed? Do you expect to have everything that you need? Or do you say, oh, you know, I'll never have enough or be enough? You know, that's just the way it is. You know, that's what the doctors and the test results say. Now, what do you expect? Eric Butterworth writes, all prayer is answered, though the answer may be accepted at the level of your consciousness. All prayer is answered. According to your faith, he continues to say, be it done unto you. You see, in prayer, we are always dealing with consciousness. And I love this part. He said, an employer once noted in a memo that was affixed to the paycheck of a worker, we have decided on a nice salary increase for you, which will become effective when you do. Get you thinking, right? A lot of times we say, well, you know, I'll give 100% when they pay me what I'm worth. No, you have to be it first, and then you see it come forth. And so the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how it works. It's our third unity principle. Change your thoughts, change your world. Be renewed by the renewing of your mind, and prayer does the renewing. Prayer lifts you in consciousness so that you can see the world and your problems from a whole new perspective. Prayer lifts you into a consciousness where you can see it differently. And that's where the healing occurs. Not on the level of the problem, but at a higher level of consciousness. The healing potential is always present in divine mind. Always present. We've got to take, you know, we've got to turn away from the appearance of illness and look towards and focus on wholeness and see that only. See that only. If you've made the connection, if the bulb is good, if the lamp is plugged in, when you turn on the switch, the light will come on. If you've done your work, if you're plugged in, you've done your prayer work, when you're living in that consciousness, everything begins to flow. Everything begins to work. Prayer comes from the root word pal-al, which is a Sanskrit word, which actually means judging oneself to be wondrously made. Isn't that great? Judging oneself to be wondrously made. You know, you are wondrously made. How does that feel? I am unwondrously made. Say that with me. I am wondrously made. Again. I am wondrously made. I don't believe you. I am wondrously made. Yeah. We are wondrously made. And so the universe is calling to you all the time. Are you listening? Our job is to let God do God's perfect work in and through us. We got to get out of the way. And we've got to be that open, receptive vessel for God. And we do that by sitting down in prayer, getting quiet and plugging in, connecting with God. All it takes is a decision and a commitment to sit in God's presence and to believe and to accept who and what you really are. A radiant, beautiful, gorgeous expression of the divine. Wondrously made. Wondrously made. And so I want to end today with this beautiful prayer. It's one of my favorite. Oh God, help me to remember the truth about myself, no matter how beautiful it is. Isn't that great? Say that with me. Oh God, help me to remember the truth about myself, no matter how beautiful it is. So remember that. You are wondrously made. And so step into the divine flow today in prayer. God bless you. Namaste.